from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
He's back. He's Nick Costos. Hello, Nick.
Nick!
What's going on, guys? Great to be back on with you guys this season. Happy football season.
Great to have you with us, and you will be with us all season long. We're looking forward to that. That's fabulous. Where might you be right now, my friend?
Right now, coming to you guys live from sunny. It's 100 degrees when I landed yesterday, which was awesome. Love the heat. Las Vegas, Nevada, currently staying at Park MGM and doing You Better You Bet today, tomorrow, Sunday morning, and then Monday from Mandalay Bay Sportsbook, from BetMGM Sportsbook at Mandalay Bay. So very much looking forward to that, and great to be out here in Sin City yet again for week one in the NFL.
Fabulous.
Nick, is there some – I mean, you know, you always hear about Vegas getting that first weekend of the NCAA basketball tournament, the Super Bowl. Is this one of those big weekends for Vegas?
Oh, definitely. I haven't really seen it yet because I got in yesterday on Wednesday, but I think we'll start to see it today with like Chiefs and Ravens fans getting into town. But it will be an absolute mob house here Saturday for college football, and then obviously for week one NFL Sunday. The sports book is nuts for college football early in the season. We get Michigan, Texas, some other big games on Saturday, and then Sunday is going to be just like absolutely the best, guys. It's just the best.
I love it. I'm anxious to get things going tonight. That'll be great. Tomorrow will be interesting. The game in Brazil, and then away we go. Let's focus in on the guys who wear the orange helmets. The Cleveland Browns over under sits at what now, Nick? And what do you think about it?
Yeah, I think we're basically operating, guys, like without having like, because like different sports books will have different juices. Meaning, I think Cleveland's win total is basically like 8.5 or 9. So essentially it's, do you think the Browns will finish above or below 500? And, you know, I hate sounding like a broken record because I'm fairly certain that what I'm going to say now is going to be the same thing that I said to you guys before last season for the Cleveland Browns. And I think even like the biggest Browns fan wearing like the most orange colored sunglasses would have to admit this, right? It really is going to ride largely on the right arm and the right shoulder of quarterback Deshaun Watson, because there can be no question that this is a team, got to get the offensive line fully healthy, right? But this is a team that should theoretically be ready for prime time. Like if the offensive line can play to the height of its abilities, it's certainly like a top half unit in the league. The defense has got to get like the road situation worked out, obviously much better at home last year, but the defense is obviously stacked with great talent. You love Jim Schwartz. I love the direction that the offense is going to take this year. I think you'll see them play more spread with Ken Dorsey as the offensive coordinator, and obviously with Nick Chubb set to miss like an undetermined amount of time, at least 4 games. So I like all of these things, and I love Kevin Stefanski, like 2-time coach of the year. He's great. But I think, obviously, like the fly in the ointment here, is Deshaun Watson healthy? And I don't think anyone really knows the answer to that question. And maybe he goes out on Sunday, guys, and he nukes the Cowboys, and he looks awesome, and Amari Cooper's great, and Judy's great, and Njoku's great. Or, like, maybe he looks bad, like he's been the last couple seasons. And something that was disconcerting for me, and I don't know how you guys feel about it locally there, I think it's been like it was poo-pooed a little bit by the Browns, but it's just something that if you're a better, you're a fantasy player, just something you take notice of. You know, for the Browns' third preseason game, you know, Kevin Stefanski had said that Deshaun Watson was going to play in that game, right? He's going to play in the final preseason game. And then he's held out of that Thursday practice prior to what I believe was the Saturday game with what they called, like, general arm soreness and, like, didn't play in the third preseason game, which doesn't mean that he's, like, seriously hurt. But there are rumblings that, like, his shoulder maybe like permanently screwed up to some degree. And maybe that's what's been holding him back for the last couple seasons. And I just have question marks as to what this is going to be for Deshaun Watson. And I'll say something, and maybe you guys think this is nuts and Browns fans think it's nuts. If you told me that Jameis Winston was going to be the Browns starting quarterback this year, running this Ken Dorsey spread offense with the weapons they've got, I think I might actually feel better about them just because we don't know what Deshaun Watson's going to be this year. So make me pick. I'll probably take the under if I think Deshaun Watson is not going to be great this season. But while acknowledging that if he's good, their upside is to go to and like win the Super Bowl.
Nick, first of all, they played that late. The underlying current of maybe why he didn't play in the Seattle game was because the Browns didn't have a left tackle either. That was another like that. It's just I didn't think they want to throw anybody under the bus, so they went with that general soreness thing, which is probably true too. But I think a lot of people were still saying that they didn't have a left tackle and they didn't want to throw the investment is probably what they should call Deshaun, but they didn't want to put him out there without having at least a guy they could trust at left tackle. They didn't have to be great. Just somebody to trust, and they ended up cutting the guy that started the game. Bigger question for you though is
Do you guys hear that though? Like the rumblings that like his shoulder might be like like that's a thing, right? Like I think like a lot of bettors are whispering that this could be again like it could prove to be that he's going to be really good this year. I'm not saying he's going to be bad. Mm-hmm. Just that like it's something that gives me pause when I think about the 2024 Browns.
That's very fair. That's very fair, Nick. Yeah, I totally agree with you on that. Excuse me.
He's all right. You got him all choked up when you said you might go under. That's the problem, Nick. We're all
hanging
pumped.
Out in like a smoky Vegas sports book.
Oh, this is.
Are they allowed to smoke in sports books in Vegas now?
I don't know about the sports book, but everywhere else for sure.
Oh, yeah, that is for sure. As long as you don't hear the clicking of the guys hitting those cards as you're walking down. Yeah, I can't go down there. Also, sorry, getting in trouble. My bigger question is, they beat Dallas. Does that 8.5 change?
Well, I mean, certainly, because like, you know, the Browns are favored to win the game. So like they're 2.5-point favorite. Like,
right.
They are like the betting market says that Cleveland is more likely to win than lose. But yeah, like I certainly think if the Browns win, it's less for me about the Browns winning the game and more about how Watson looks. You know, if the Browns defense, let's say, picks off Dak three times in the game, they score a defensive touchdown, maybe like give the Browns short fields and they're able to like punch a couple in and the Browns win, but Deshaun doesn't play well, like I'm still not going to feel that great about the Browns this season. You know, it would be one thing if they played in a bad division, but I mean, the AFC North, and I know you, I don't have to tell you guys or your audience this, the division's really good. Like the AFC is absolutely stacked. So for me, I'll feel good about the Browns. Like, it's not just that they have to win. Like, Watson, how about this? I would feel better about the Browns if they lost this game and Watson played great than if they win and Watson looks bad. And I know that sounds like a little nuts, but I really think, like, the Browns' ultimate upside this year is to win a ton of regular season games and be there as one of the final teams remaining in the AFC. But the only way that happens is if Deshaun Watson is good.
Are there questions that the gambling community might have about the Browns other than Watson?
Yeah, well, I mean, like, when you talk about, like, top-end talent in the National Football League or, like, the Browns.
Okay, I'm going over on them because I think they're really talented. Or does everything about them, to be honest, Nick, when we've talked about it this year, we keep going back to it's all coming back to Watson. And I'm just wondering if the money says the same thing.
Well, yeah, I think that, you know, the Browns over, it's juiced over, so people think the Browns will go over 500. And look, it is worth stating, you know, the Watson stuff is more about the ultimate upside of this team. You know, the Browns started like 19 quarterbacks last year and went to the playoffs. And like Joe Flacco came off the couch and won comeback player of the year and started a playoff game. So is it like outside the realm of possibility? Like, let's say Watson's hurt, right? And then he shut down whatever, however many weeks into the season. You know, you tell me that Jameis Winston can't win games coached by Kevin Stefanski? Like, we've seen worse quarterbacks win games coached by Stefanski. Like, DTR can't win some games here. Like, I certainly think it's possible. So, like, there are ways for the Browns to go over this win total, even if Deshaun Watson is hurt or if he's ineffective, if he gets benched at some point. I know what you're saying, calling him the investment. Like, they don't want to bench him, $230 million guaranteed. But there's a way that they could still be really good this year, even if Watson is injured or ineffective. Just, I think it removes like the ultimate upside from the Browns. Like you need, because Watson's upside and ceiling is obviously higher than Jameis Winston's. just maybe Jameis's floor is a little bit higher if Deshaun's shoulder actually is screwed up and he can't get his head together.
I love the way Jeff says gambling community like it's Oprah's book club.
It is.
Well, there is a gambling community, to be fair. That is true.
No, see? I know, and it's just the way Jeff puts it. He's like, now, the gambling community, that those group of folks. I'm just laughing. It's just too funny. Who do you like?
You get a parlay, and you get a parlay.
See, exactly.
And you get a parlay.
Well done, Jeff. Well
Thanks.
Done. All right, so who do you like in the AFC North?
I guess I like Cincinnati. I don't like Baltimore, and I like the Chiefs in the game tonight. Ravens replacing 3 of 5 starting offensive linemen. The Whiz Kid defensive coordinator, Mike McDonald, and Yacht Rock singer extraordinaire, Mike McDonald, now the head coach of the Seattle Seahawks. Like I think it's a step down for the Ravens this year. Baltimore's win total is 10.5. I like the under. I do think that the Steelers have a chance to overachieve this year, and I know their wide receiving core is absolutely brutal, and Russell Wilson doesn't inspire confidence. It's still a Mike Tomlin coach team, and I do like Arthur Smith as an offensive coordinator, not as a head coach, but as an offensive coordinator. I think he's pretty good, but I'll stop short just because of the talent deficiency on offense of picking the Pittsburgh Steelers. And then so that'll leave me with either Cincinnati or Cleveland. Now, if we came into the year and like we felt really good about Deshaun Watson, I wouldn't hesitate to pick the Browns. I would not hesitate to pick the Browns. But given that uncertainty about Watson, like it's a betting question, right? Like, would I bet on – do I think Cleveland can win the division? Yes. But would I put my money on it? Like, I'd rather put my money on Joe Burrow, even with the Jamar Chase, like, contract situation not figured out, even though it looks like he'll play on Sunday. So I'll take the Bengals here if you're going to make me put my money on something.
And your second choice would be the Browns.
I think my second choice would probably be Baltimore, only because I think Baltimore's floor is really high. Like, I don't think Baltimore's ceiling is to win like 14 games this year. I don't see that. But like, the Ravens aren't going worse than 9-8 or 10-7. I don't think they're going to go 11-6. But I think they're going to win a minimum of 10 games. Whereas, you know, there's some disaster potential for the Browns this year. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I think Baltimore would probably be my second choice. But again, like, if we knew Watson was going to be healthy, then I think it's Cleveland, and I wouldn't even think twice about it. I just don't know that Watson's healthy as we come into the year or that he's going to be effective.
You said the AFC is loaded. Does that mean somebody other than Kansas City can go to the Super Bowl?
So you use the word can. So, like, of course, like, a team can. Will they? I don't think so. I think there's a clear top three in the AFC this season. And this is not to say that there aren't other good teams in the AFC. There are. But for me, there's a clear top three, and then draw a line and we can talk about some of the rest of the teams. And actually, none of them reside in the AFC North. Kansas City would be one, obviously. Won the Super Bowl last year at 11-6. The team is definitely better this year than it was last year. It doesn't mean that they'll win, but again, just consider that. The Chiefs won the Super Bowl last year. The roster is now better than it was last year. So Kansas City would be number one. And then we can kind of debate the second and third teams, but I think it's some combo of C.J. Stroud and the Houston Texans and Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets. Just two absolutely loaded rosters with two awesome quarterbacks, different sides of the age spectrum, obviously. So if you make me pick the AFC champion, I'll take the Chiefs. If I have to pick a team other than Kansas City, it would either be the Houston Texans or the New York Jets.
All right, Nick, biggest question of the day. Will Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift break up before or after September 28th?
What are the odds?
What are the odds on that?
Yeah, so like I have to – yeah, like I there was like this document, I guess, so like their official breakup date.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, like I appreciate the question. There's like nothing in the world I care less about than this like fake relationship that they have.
I love it.
Like nothing I care less about. And the thing that sucks is – look, I think largely people are kind of getting sick of the Kelces, which is actually a shame because Travis is a top five tight end of all time.
Yep.
And Jason, I think, is like a first ballot Hall of Fame center and also is already, for people that watch like Monday Night Countdown in the preseason, he's already awesome at broadcasting. So, like, they're both great. It's just too much. Like, we got to, like, it's a 10. Like, let's take it down to a 7 with the Kelces, and I'll feel really good. But, I can't stomach it.
Nick, it's still their hometown. You gotta...
Andy went to their high school.
They went to my high school, but I was there first.
Oh, goodness. Well, that's true.
Yeah, they're both awesome.
Yes.
They're great.
All right, so you're saying for our hardcore TMZ listeners after the 28th. Okay, thank you. We just needed your advice.
Sure.
That's all.
Great. Yeah, Nick. After.
Great to have you.
Thank you, Nick.
Looking forward to all season long. Enjoy Vegas and give us the out cue.
Yeah, you guys got it. Wishing everyone minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
Nick Costas.
Thank you, Nick. Welcome back.
In Vegas.
You got it.
He'll be joining us all season long right here on Baskin and Phelps. Looking forward to that. Nick Costas was just with us, the Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. We asked him about the division. We asked him about the Browns. We asked him about the AFC. We asked him about tonight, Baltimore, Kansas City. But the thing you didn't want to talk about, Andy, your Cleveland Heights Tigers.
I know. All right, so let me give you this story because this is causing just a major, major scene on social media.
Is this bad?
I don't know because I'm hearing rumblings that this is what people believe.
Oh,
and then I've just got to shoot down all the rumors just like Travis and Taylor have to. I feel bad for them. You know, Travis is not happy about the story that came out. They're saying that there's a PR firm out there that said that they had all these rules and they're trying that they set this whole thing up and that they weren't dating. And I shouldn't say that they weren't dating. It's just that they have a breakup date, which is the farthest thing from what I've heard.
What do you mean a breakup date?
Like they have a date where they were going to break up.
Why you set a date for that?
Because it's a PR thing. It's like people who think that this whole thing is fake think that because...
Just to put them both front and center?
Yeah.
Like either one needed it?
It's true. I mean, she definitely didn't need it.
Neither did he. No?
I'm sorry, man.
You with us over there?
Yeah,
today?
No, I drank some water and I can't get it out.
All right.
So there are just all kinds of the other rumors about this thing is that, you know, September 28th is allegedly the day that they had said that they had planned on
what day?
Breaking.
September
28th. Yeah.
God, let me put
which
that
is
on the
also
calendar.
This is where the problem where it comes in for me is it's also a Hall of Fame induction weekend at Cleveland Heights High School.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
They think that Travis is breaking up with her so that he could come back for the
just
the Hall
to be
of Fame
there for you?
Just for me, yeah. And so I'm just like, this is insane.
Are you mentioned in all the internet rumors about it?
You know, I just
28th because Andy Basket is being inducted into the Cleveland Heights Hall of Fame.
That weekend, yeah. It's a big weekend at Cleveland Heights. I'm so excited.
They buying pizza for you?
No. I don't. Maybe, hopefully.
Is this the reason why Jeff and I aren't giving your speech?
No.
You guys are out, man.
Did you hear what Andy just said? Are they buying pizza for you? No, maybe.
I hope so. That'd be good. Well, there's a number of events that are
he's
going on.
He's trying to bump you and I for a Kelsey to give the speech.
You know, it's
horrible.
No, maybe.
Before they have the parade on Cedar and Lee, and it'll be a parade in a circle at Cedar and Lee, just right there, like maybe even around the track. That'd be great.
Hmm.
There are many parts of the event, and I'm sure that people are thinking that, you know, Travis is coming back and Jason to give the introduction to when I get my black and gold jacket rather than the gold jacket they hand out.
You get a jacket?
They asked me what size t-shirt I wear.
You going to wear your Letterman's jacket back?
I don't have my Letterman's jacket. It's gone. Yeah. Unfortunately, it's somewhere in Montana.
Did your mom throw it away? Oh, really?
Yeah, it's somewhere in Montana. Yeah.
So somebody in Montana is walking around with a Cleveland Heights jacket.
Well,
this is where Travis Kelce went.
That's exactly right. You know, they're looking at different letters on there, but that's okay. I wanted to dispel all the rumors that because this Travis Kelce Taylor Swift breakup date is allegedly September 28th, which happens to be the same weekend as the Cleveland Heights High School Hall of Fame induction ceremony. There is no tie to either one of those. I want to go on the record with that.
Okay,
thank you.
Good to know. I'm glad that you're not getting in the way of true love.
Well, I'm telling you, everything that I've heard is they still to this day really like each other.
I'm sure they do, Andy.
And that all the stuff that's out there
me,
now,
it's you.
It's garbage. From what I'm hearing, it's garbage.
We'll remain friends.
Wow, we didn't have a prenup going into this thing, so we're good. But last night Jonathan Peterlin last night was talking about it, and they were talking about whether the whole relationship was made up in the first place.
Did you call in?
No.
Because it's not me. It's you, it's me.
I know someone
not
that,
me, it's you.
I know someone that
wait
is
a minute, it's not you, it's me.
I know someone who is personally friends with not only Travis, which I have a lot of friends that are friends with him, but friends with Taylor, too.
Ding!
And the word they
friends
always use.
Friends with Tay-Tay?
Yeah. That they are smitten still. Smitten was the word.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rips, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey. Yeah.
Smitten.
Smitten was the word for each other. So
nice.
I mean, why go to all the trouble to even be in this relationship in the first place if they'd have to go through all this garbage?
Well, you know, if you're Travis, you get to tour the country and the world and see some cool concerts.
He could travel the country and the world all he wants. He get good tickets. He just got $100 million for the New Heights podcast.
You're hanging out with Taylor Swift.
Let's get that on.
If it weren't for Tay Tay. Is he getting $100 million? I mean, their podcast is terrific. They're great.
Their podcast was number one before he was dating her.
Are they getting $100 million without Taylor Swift? 216-474-0092.
That podcast was number one before they were dating. Let's not forget that. Yes.
So in other words, she's benefiting from hanging out with a guy from Heights.
The NFL is definitely benefiting from it.
So Nick Costos was with us a little bit ago. He didn't want to touch that one. But he did say Kansas City in the AFC. He thinks it's the Chiefs again. But then he said Houston and the New York Jets. What do you think?
Houston and the New York Jets. I think those are interesting. Are you buying the Jets?
I think the Jets have some talent. Their defense is pretty good. If Aaron Rodgers comes back, Andy, they have Garrett Wilson. They have Breece Hall. They have some really good young skill position guys around Aaron Rodgers. If he's okay and plays about 80% of what he played in Green Bay, I'll bet they'll be good. But to be honest, I don't think most folks are thinking about the New York Jets as a team to deal with in the AFC. Nick Costos says, oh, beware.
Not to put this in jeopardy for him, but coming off of a season injury like last year, how old is Aaron Rodgers? You know what I'm saying? At 40 years old, you're wondering, can he still do this?
Dude gets rid of the ball quickly.
I know he does. And he'll be protected by the rules, that's for sure.
I would think so. And he's got Garrett Wilson, who's really good, and he's got Breece Hall, who's really good.
Are you buying the Jets, Dan? I can't buy the Jets.
Until, ask me like week six. Because I need to see Aaron Rodgers actually take a drop back and throw passes.
Yeah. We haven't seen him in two years.
And let's be real honest, guys. If we had to pick the worst possible place to have an aging roster, it's probably MetLife Stadium in wherever it is now. I can't even remember. Somewhere in Jersey. That turf is horrible. And it continues to cause all sorts of injuries to all sorts of guys. Is that really the place you want to be to have old players with old quarterbacks? Is somewhere where the turf isn't exactly helping the cause?
I agree. East Rutherford, isn't it?
East Rutherford, you are right. Yeah. It is East Rutherford. Thank you.
That turf is a mess, isn't it?
I mean, he's Aaron Rodgers.
They do have a good defense, though.
He's the greatest quarterback I've ever watched in my life. But he's also 40, and he's coming off of an Achilles injury.
40. Like he's an old man. He's 40.
He's an old quarterback.
Well, he's 36. I've never played football, and it's a firework show every morning I have to get out of bed. It's just kink, 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 kink.
It's amazing how those joints will snap.
Amen, brother. I get that one. I've heard that you've used Aaron Rodgers therapies before, too, to make yourself feel better.
So
I'm on some right now. It's how I've gotten through the first hour and a half of the show.
I thought you were going to say through your first hour. But you have to have an anniversary coming up on this show, too.
Here, Dan, have a mushroom and go lock yourself in a dark room.
How many years have you been on our show?
too many that he can't count anymore.
You'll throw out a number, and I'll tell you, it feels like triple that amount.
You know, he is the Kevin Stefanski. He is, to this show, what Kevin Stefanski is to the Browns, the longest tenured head coach since 99.
Yeah.
He's the longest tenured coach in our 13 years, longest tenured producer in our 13 years.
A chunk of the listening audience wants me fired. Another chunk is fine with me. Everybody outside thinks I'll be fired if you have a bad year. I love it. Yeah, let's do it.
Folks are fine with him?
No. Fired after you missed the most important part.
Then I asked Nick about the AFC North. He went Cincinnati on us. Okay? He went Cincinnati.
He does not like Baltimore. I was shocked by that.
And then I said, because he didn't like Baltimore. And then I said, so the Browns number two? And he said, no, Baltimore. So he's putting the Browns as the third most likely team in the division.
Deshaun has to prove it.
But not by much.
We could sit here and talk about the Browns all day long about everything. But Deshaun has to prove it. He just doesn't have enough games under his belt for the last couple of years here in Cleveland. That's all there. I mean, really, that's what it comes down to.
I couldn't agree more. Drake is in Cleveland. Hi, Drake.
Drake.
You got to yell, Drake. Now you've got to talk. Drake, good to have you with us. Thank you very much.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, Drake?
Drake?
Close that car door, Drake. We heard the either that or buckle
maybe
up
he was
your
getting
seat
gas. Belt. I bet he was getting gas.
Was he? And now he's mad at you because you yelled.
No, I didn't yell. I was just like, Drake. Like, friendly kind of. Like, Jeff.
Is that what that was?
Yeah. Madigan.
Oh, I hate the fact that everything about our football team comes down to one guy this year. And guess what? I can't argue that point.
Isn't every team like that, though, some way?
No. There are no questions in what's the big question with Houston? Is it C.J. Stroud? No, I bet it's more Stephon Diggs. You figure C.J.'s going to be good, right?
I asked the question the wrong way. But you're only always as good as your quarterback, right?
Well, that's hard to argue with. But in this case, we don't know how good our quarterback is, right? That's what's hard to argue with.
Yeah, I think about other teams. You know, if Carson Wentz is leading Kansas City, do you have the same feeling?
I think Carson Wentz could actually do a nice job leading Kansas City.
He'd be okay.
Because their situation's really good. You know, it would be drop him in there, a lot of experience, and let him run this really good team. That's what I think that would be.
It's just that Mahomes extends plays like I've never seen any quarterback extend a play like him before. I mean, just wild pitches down.
A guy named Favre did a pretty good job, too.
I'd take Mahomes.
I didn't say I wouldn't.
Oh,
I just said a guy named Favre did a pretty good job. Daryl Ryder is our Browns beat reporter. Daryl's going to join us next. Who's starting at left tackle? And who should be starting at tackle when everybody's healthy? I'm going to pick Daryl's brain on that coming up next. And he's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl will be covering the big game on Sunday. Browns, Cowboys, 4:25. Huntington Bankfield, Tom Brady, Kevin Burkhart, Daryl Ryder. Hi, D.
Daryl.
Oh, hello, boys.
Good to have you with us. So who plays left tackle for the Browns coming up on Sunday?
I think it's going to be Jack Conklin. They're trying to keep it a mystery. Kevin Stefanski yesterday, we just got done visiting with Ken Dorsey here this morning. But I really think it's going to be Jack. Jed Wills told us yesterday in the locker room he is not going to start. Now Kevin Stefanski did say that Wills could play on Sunday, but I can't imagine a situation where they would do a rotation at that spot. So my anticipation would be that Wills just is not going to play. And then they'll go ahead and have Jack, who's been taking reps on the left side along with James Hudson, put him in there to try and slow up Micah Parsons and that Cowboys front.
Daryl, Andy Baskin here, 92.3 The Fan. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just curious. I'm just curious, how healthy do you think the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns is this year, Deshaun Watson?
Everyone says he's healthy, so we're going to find out on Sunday, right? But, you know, Watson yesterday when he spoke seemed real confident about where he's at coming off of shoulder surgery. And, you know, Ken Dorsey told us this morning he's really liked what he's seen from Deshaun both on the field as well as off the field. But, yeah, I mean, we're going to find out starting Sunday just where Watson is at. And, you know, are there going to be any bumps in the road, or are they just going to be able to hit the ground running? Don't know.
He said he still feels he's one of the elite quarterbacks in the NFL the other day. I think elite.
Well, I say that I'm going to win the lottery someday, Jeff. So you can say a lot of things. You got to go out and do it. That's what matters. And, you know, that's just kind of where I'm at with him. Like, it's great. Let's see it. Like, this is the year to show it. You've got the supporting cast around you. The organization switched offensive coordinators and members of the coaching staff there to better put you in a position to be successful. They went out and brought in another wide receiver in Jerry Jeudy this offseason. So, to me, it's I mean, the quotes from Deshaun are great, and certainly they make headlines and, you know, give us all things to talk about. But I just want to see it. That's just kind of where I'm at with him. Just go out there and show me that you're one of the best in the league. You don't need to tell me.
Daryl, just an interesting question. I'm sure you haven't thought about this yet. Any chance that Huntington Bankfield ends up just moving next door to where Lakefront Airport?
There you go, Andy. How long you lived here?
27 years. Any chance that moves over there? Because there's been some rumblings about that. Daryl, I don't know if you've contemplated that or not. But
I think there's a chain somewhere that Andy just yanked.
Your thoughts on that?
0.0 chance that ever becomes reality. That's my thoughts on that.
Why do you think people are talking about that suddenly?
I don't know. But there are a myriad of reasons why that is just not a feasible plan. I tried to explain that to you on the It's Always Game Day in Cleveland podcast that dropped last night.
I don't think I did
a good job of it, but there are a myriad of reasons why that might be the most ridiculous as well as extremely expensive option to be proposed. So I'll just tell folks that in no way, shape, or form would – contemplating building a stadium or a dome on that land whenever that airport's going to get closed. And my understanding is that the mayor of the city of Cleveland has made that a priority to get that in the pipeline, to get that airport closed so that they can develop that land. I don't know what you can put on it because, you know, that's man-made land. And, you know, there's a chance that there may be some toxic soil underneath that thing from when it was made years ago. But, it's not feasible from an engineering standpoint, I don't think. I don't think it's feasible from a financial standpoint. And it certainly is not feasible from a timeline standpoint where the Browns are concerned.
So, Daryl, if I want more on this information, I should go to where?
It's Always Game Day in Cleveland. Some slappy named Andy Baskin co-hosts with me.
Click.
If you think we're
slappy is an underused word.
Snarky. If you think this is a snarky conversation now, you have to listen to the podcast.
Andy was really trying to bait me good last night. That's for sure. So here's my question to you.
Yeah.
You messing up Burke Lakefront Airport, was that because you just had brain fog? Or
no.
Was that because you were trying to troll me again?
I was trolling you again.
Trolling me again.
Yeah, let's go with that.
So we went through this whole thing about what the new name of the stadium is, too. Inside jokes aren't a lot of fun unless you're on the inside. If you want to be on the inside, go listen to the podcast. How's that sound?
Yeah, that's a good call.
Thank you.
Jerry Jeudy, what do you expect?
I mean, look, you know, they obviously brought him in and gave him a contract extension for a reason. You know, they'll certainly, I'm sure, be an integral part of the game plan, along with Amari Cooper. David Njoku, you know, he is certainly looking to, I don't want to say prove himself, but I just kind of feel like he's really looking to put the whole Denver Bronco experience behind him and just really start fresh here in Cleveland. And, you know, he's got a much more stable quarterback situation, I think, than what he had to deal with in Denver. Organizationally, things are much more stable than what he had to deal with in Denver. So I kind of feel like he's coming in really motivated to just kind of put that whole experience behind him and really show everyone the type of player he is or can be here in the National Football League.
At 8.5, Vegas is trying to tell folks that the Browns are a team that's either going to go over 500 or be under 500. What say you, Darryl Ryder? Is 8.5 a fair number? And do you think they're an over 500 team?
Yeah, I think it's an easy number, honestly. I do think that they're an over 500 team. Earlier this week, when I was in with Nick Wilson on Afternoon Drive, I gave my prediction. I said the Browns would finish 10-7. They would be the sixth or seventh wild card seed in the AFC. And my expectation is that they would win that wild card game because this team was not put together just to get to the playoffs. The old Donovan Mitchell conversation that he had right toward the end of the Cavs season, right? He said, hey, they didn't bring me to Cleveland just to make the playoffs. They brought me to Cleveland to try and help them win a championship. And that's really what the Deshaun Watson trade is all about. And, you know, I'll admit that that's part of the reason that I am at times tough on Deshaun, because this isn't just about, you know, stabilizing the quarterback position. It's not just about being competitive in games. It's not just about getting to the playoffs. You make a trade like that where you're giving up six draft picks, three of those first rounders, you give them a fully guaranteed $230 million contract. You make that move. You push all those chips to the center of the table with the expectation that that player is the missing piece to help you compete for Super Bowls. And so, you know, some people think I'm unfair, but I actually don't think it's unfair to raise the bar of expectation. This organization has come a long way in the last 5 to 6 years, and especially the last 4 years under Stefanski and Barry. And they have a very capable roster. They went 11-6 last year and started five different quarterbacks. Four of them won football games, right? I mean, that hasn't happened since, I think it was the Patriots back in like 1986 or 1987, that a team had four quarterbacks win a football game in a single season for them, right? So it's time to elevate expectation for the Browns. And I don't think that's unreasonable or unfair one bit. And Deshaun Watson is a big piece and component to that puzzle. And they need him to be successful for this organization to achieve the level of success that they desire, and that is to compete for Super Bowls.
Darryl, thank you, sir.
You bet, guys. Enjoy the game this weekend.
Our Browns beat reporter. And he's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
Make sure you check out the podcast. It's always game day in Cleveland, too.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.